Your Eminence, Cardinal Regali, Your Eminence, Cardinal McCarrick, Archbishop Wuerl, Archbishop Myers, Bishop Mullooly, Bishop Mulvey, Brother Bishops, priests, deacons, and religious of the Diocese of Wilmington and the Archdiocese of Newark, lay faithful and Bishop Saltarelli's wonderful extended family. Today, as we pray for the soul of Bishop Saltarelli at this funeral mass, we hear a brief but rich passage from the Gospel of Matthew. The images are simple, poignant, and direct, like Bishop Saltarelli himself. Jesus asks each of us to be salt of the earth. Salt preserves, purifies, and gives flavor to food. And so we ourselves, as Catholic Christians in the world, are called to give the zest and flavor of holiness and mission to every dimension of our lives. We are called to be light of the world, a city set on a mountain. We are called to open ourselves to the power, the peace, and the presence of Jesus within us, nourished by the body and blood of Jesus Christ and the inspired Word of God, so that we can discover and live God's beautiful plan for our lives. God's very personal gift of Bishop Michael Saltarelli in our lives, our parishes, and our dioceses has helped us and will continue to help us to do just that. In Pastoris Gregis, Pope John Paul II describes the bishop as a successor of the apostle, of the apostles. The bishop stands in the midst of the church as a vigilant sentinel, a courageous prophet, a credible witness, and a faithful servant of Christ, our hope of glory. No bishop can fail to realize that the summit of Christian holiness is the crucified Christ. For this reason, configuration to Christ and a share in his sufferings becomes the royal road of the bishop's holiness in the midst of his people. Bishop Michael Saltarelli's configuration to Christ crucified was the royal road of his holiness and missionary spirit, the salt and light of his episcopal witness to the Diocese of Wilmington, the Archdiocese of Newark, and the entire Universal Church. He knew theologically and from his own experience that the life of a Catholic bishop is a beautiful and royal road to the cross, a cross that can be carried at the same time with confidence, joy, and grace. And in his battle with cancer, the bishop experienced some of the agony of the cross. The salt and light of Bishop Saltarelli's episcopal ministry had many expressions. He promoted the expansion of our schools and parishes in the Diocese of Wilmington, and stewardship initiatives that resulted in making our schools more accessible to the increasing number of Catholic families who lack the resources to send their children to them. But more than that, he was so in tune with the young church. He just always came to life when he was around young people, whether he was in our Catholic schools, whether it was liturgies in parishes, or whether it was football games or basketball games. In fact, he saw a number of great showdowns right here in the St. Ease Center. He sowed and cultivated the seeds of a dynamic Hispanic ministry as he reveled in such celebrations as the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe and offered solidarity through our CRS sister diocese relationship with the Diocese of San Marcos in Guatemala. He reached out to inactive Catholics, to the poor, the imprisoned, the families of those from our diocese who had died on 9/11, and the victims of clergy sexual abuse and their families. He always preached with the Word of God in one hand and an up-to-date sense of the state of the world in the other. He loved Mary, and he prayed the rosary with us, often in person, often via CD in our cars. Who of us can cross the Delaware Memorial Bridge from the New Jersey side into Delaware, see the beautiful expression of Our Lady's compassionate face, compliments of the sculptor Charles Parks, beaming from Holy Spirit Parish, and not think of Bishop Michael Saltarelli? In carrying out the exhortations of the Second Vatican Council, Bishop Saltarelli called for an apostolate of the laity that not only enriched parish life, but that was launched into the world, and that resulted in holiness and mission in the family and in the world of work. And perhaps more than anything else, he continually promoted the sanctity of human life from conception until natural death, which he always saw the foundation of all other human rights. It is fitting that as we gather to honor Michael Saltarelli, the unrelenting champion of life, the defender of the rights of conscience, and the consistent opponent of abortion, the destruction of human embryos, and the death penalty during Respect Life Month. Bishop Saltarelli loved his priests. He wanted us to be holy priests who would lovingly shepherd our parishes and at the same time go out and evangelize the world. He encouraged us. He corrected us. He joked and laughed with us. He inspired us. He always kept the funeral cards of his priests in a prominent place on his desk. Such was the love of this bishop for his priests. His national ecclesial leadership in promoting creative ways to celebrate the missionary spirit of St. Paul in the year of St. Paul showed that Michael Saltarelli, like Paul himself, preached Christ and him crucified. He did it with his characteristic joy, his mischievous quick wit and banter, his deeply felt compassion, and his bold and practical proclamation of the gospel to the modern world. He had a Christocentric love affair with his people and his priests that was probably best expressed at the end of his pastoral letter on the year of St. Paul when he quoted Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. Do I need letters of recommendation to you or from you as others might? You are my letter, known and read by all men, written on your hearts. Clearly you are a letter of Christ, which I have delivered, a letter written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh in the heart. Bishop Saltarelli was salt and light to his bishop friends and a great brother to them. Cardinal McCarrick, who both formed him and relied on him, his brother bishops from New Jersey, whom he knew so well and loved so much, and the bishops of Maryland and Pennsylvania and throughout the country that he met at the USCCB meetings in Baltimore. He appreciated so deeply the love and support he received from his successor, Bishop Mullooly, as well as Bishop Mulvey. Both Bishop Mullooly and Bishop Mulvey were so good to him throughout the cross of his physical illness. And all of us are grateful to Patricia Bossi, who was Veronica to the bishop as he carried the cross of cancer. I can remember back in about 2005 that he had written to Archbishop Donald Wuerl, whom he admired so much for his national catechetical leadership. In the letter, he asked that the final version of the USCCB National Adult Catechism should expand its treatment of St. Thomas More, the patron of statesmen, politicians, and lawyers. This would be a practical catechetical way, in Bishop Saltarelli's view, of constructively promoting the gospel of life over the next 50 years for the many people who would read and be formed by this groundbreaking catechism. Soon after receiving the letter, Archbishop Wuerl saw Bishop Saltarelli in a circle of bishops at an Episcopal ordination. And with a grin on his face and a twinkle in his eye, he announced that the Bishop of Wilmington was lobbying him furiously and undauntingly in regard to the catechism. Well, the circle of bishops, including Bishop Saltarelli himself, roared laughing. And you know what? A few months later, Bishop de Saltarelli discovered that he had gotten what he wanted, as he so often did, with that winning, faith-filled, beaming grin. No wonder that when the St. Thomas More Society awarded Bishop Saltarelli the Monsignor Paul J. Taggart Award in May 2008, Matt Boyer could quote Professor Gerald Wedgemer, a leading American scholar on St. Thomas More, saying that no bishop in the country had done more than Bishop Michael Saltarelli in promoting devotion to St. Thomas More, the patron of politicians, statesmen, and lawyers. This was the beauty of Bishop Michael Saltarelli. He approached the throne of grace boldly and humbly at the same time. The people of Delaware and the eastern shore of Maryland came to realize quickly that through his constant devotion to his flock and his visible love of Christ and his church, this Italian son of northern New Jersey was the type of shepherd who would always place their interests and their salvation first. The resulting feeling of his people, of this feeling of his people for Bishop Saltarelli has been so visibly demonstrated by the outpouring of love seen this past week throughout the diocese. Bishop Michael Saltarelli was a priest's priest, a bishop's bishop, and a people's bishop. He was salt and light to the church, to the world, and to all of us. May he rest in peace. Saint Michael, pray for us. Saint Francis de Sales, patron of the Diocese of Wilmington, pray for us. Saint Thomas More, patron of statesmen, politicians, and lawyers, pray for us. Saint John Vianney, patron of priests in the year of the priest, pray for us.